This is a HeadGum Original.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her.
Oh my God. Hi, hello. How are you, everybody? My name is Bono Agap, and you're listening to one and only RuPaul's Drags Races Recaps his podcast in the whole goddamn multiverse. I know you can hop over another multiverse. There's probably a guy named Ano Magapian hosting one, but in this one, it's only me. I'm so happy to be here. You're listening to Drag Her, and you're listening to RuPaul's Drag Rant. That's RuPaul's Drag Rant, a subsidiary of Drag Her, brought to you by the good folks at HeadGum and the sick brain of Mono Agapian. Thank you so much for indulging this. Y'all have been so kind and said sick, twisted things online. Like, we liked listening to Mono lose the fleeting moments of sanity he had in this rant. So we're bringing it back. We're going to keep it going. We're going to talk about the second episode of UK versus the World. I like this season. This is fun. I didn't want to like it. With all the Drag Race happening, I didn't want to like it. But guess what? They got me, gal. And my conspiracy theory holds firm. Like, I still think that some of these girls weren't crowned on purpose, because these girls who, the runner-up realness of it all, since they can't get the UK, like the US runner-ups to do the show anymore, they can get the international runner-ups to do it. And these international runners-uppers are fucking killing it. We have a lot to talk about. Michelle. Okay, there's rumors that Michelle is going to be the new host of Drag Race Down Under, and it's going to become Drag Race Down Under as opposed to RuPaul's Drag Race. Have y'all heard this? That's weird. And honestly, even in this episode, I'm getting that energy. With Michelle coming in the room and poking at the girls, I'm getting Michelle takeover energy. And look, nothing against Michelle. I love her so much, but no. Wonderful, wonderful person. Beautiful. Amazing fashion sense. I do acknowledge that she does drag. I will not watch a season that she's hosting alone. I'm so sorry. That sounds so harsh, but it's the truth. And it's just as harsh of a truth as the one that Tia gave at the beginning of this episode. First of all, I just want to say really quickly to Tia just said, you know, she said about Mayhem Miller, she did do the worst. That is an objective fact. And I say, you better fucking work. Mayhem Miller, rest in agony. Do not come back to the show. If you come back to the show, we will pick it. We will get torches, much like the townspeople in the Beauty and the Beast. We will pick it. The World of Wonder Studios. Do not come back to the show. Love you so much. Next, let's talk about Marina is calling her a legend. Oh, that's so sweet. That's really, really sweet. The lie detector said that was a lie. Marina is being hilarious continually. She makes a joke immediately at the top of the episode that needs a shout out, where she says a Filipina cleaning a mirror in the UK. Again, this is how you do racism jokes, everybody. Very, very good. Arantxa is emotional about this. I love when La Grande Dame, after Arantxa is emotional, La Grande Dame says hormones. I thought this was really funny. Y'all, this is how you have trans friends. This is how you can be an actual trans ally. If you are queer and you can playfully poke fun at your friends who are affirming their gender, it was a boss. It was just a fucking cute, awesome moment. Michelle is here. Oh no, Rue did come for this first mini challenge. The Was it Michelle? No, it was Michelle. What the fuck am I talking about? It was Michelle coming here to make them do the Let's Stir Some Shit challenge. They're doing a mirror, mirror motif. They start by asking, who is the fairest of them all? Marina wins. Yeah, work. Love it. I love that on this season that Keita can't even get the trade edit. There's so many beautiful people that like Keita can't even get the trade edit that she's so accustomed to. Sorry, Diva. Shadiest goes to Hannah Conda. And I agree with Hannah. She's just being funny. She's just funny. This is a war. This is plain Jane. This is how you do it. If you're going to be mean, it has to be funny. Hannah Conda gets it because she is funny. The mightiest goes to Marina. Oh my God, she wins twice. I'm sensing a theme here. Marina is being a graceful as fuck and being like, who me? I'm not amazing at every drag thing I've touched in my whole life. Finally, neediest goes to Arancha. Which is true. Jonbers comes close. It becomes drama in Votegate, but Arancha's drag is the worst of the bunch here. I'm not saying it's bad, but it is factually the worst. I'm so sorry. We have the fun moment. They're getting their, they're making, it's a ball. It's a fairy tale ball. I'm excited about this. We have the green curse of it all coming back to haunt Tia Coffee. That was fun. And that was very interesting. And in Votegate, two UK girls, this whole alliance thing, it's been so like, you know, blah, 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 blah. Da 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 da, sickening girl, you're sickening. Da 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 da. Both Jonbers and fucking Gothy Kendall have voted her neediest. That's very interesting. But I will say this, Choriza makes it so playful when she finally comes forward. And this is how you read bitches. You be funny and fun, or you be human. She laughs at how weird it is that she's like, yeah, I did vote for you. And she makes it fun. She makes it lighthearted. Choriza's a genius. She's playing the social game. It's going to be very hard for them to vote her out. Something tells me they will, but it's going to be hard to vote her out. Okay, we have to talk about Tia flirting with La Grande Dame, because this was, I've never felt more seen, more replicated, more represented than when Tia is flirting with the absolutely stunning La Grande. And when she is using her eyes and fucking a hole through Tia's skull with them, I felt it. Did you guys feel it? I felt it. I wanted it. I wanted to lick the inside of her ears. No kink will be denied. This is all kinks must go. Clearance sale. All kinks must go. I was here for it. And when she asked, when Tia was like, are you single? Oh, you're gone. That was so iconic. Tia Coffee continues to be comedy gold on this series. I also just want to say this to everyone listening. When you're talking to a hot person, take the shots. Take the shots. It doesn't matter. Sometimes hot people lose their minds and they kiss you. So go with it. If a hot person is flirting with you and you're like, oh my God, they're way too hot for me, go with it. Sometimes hot people get, their brains go askew and you benefit from it. So that's all I wanted to say on that. Here we are. Michelle comes in and she's poking around, asking them about their looks. I just want to laugh one more time that Michelle is reminding us for the 19th time that she knows 7 words in 4 languages, which is so boomer. When she says bonne chance to that is the new Quebella. Can we all agree that bonne chance is the new Quebella? Arancha is giving a beautiful story about her trans like journey, and there's nothing funny about that. Just like there's nothing funny about the gorgeous Tia Coffee honoring Cherry Valentine. That was just beautiful. Nothing funny to say here other than we're getting beautiful stories in a very good, funny episode of Drag Race, which made me happy. Tia is keeping it funny when she says, I have heard of fashion. I've heard scientifically it does exist. God bless. Question, do y'all think La Grande Dame wears deodorant? I'm serious. I want to know if someone that stunningly beautiful smells good or not. Yes, I'm being stereotypical. Yes, I'm being a bad person. What are you going to do about it? Come through the podcast and attack me? I hope she does. Do you think she does? Comment below. Please keep the comments going, especially if you leave a 5-star review and you talk about how ripe or sweet La Grande's armpits are. I will give you a shout out. I have to know. We're about to get to the runway where Sick Paul is fighting for her life. Just a special shout out to Sick Paul doing her best to survive this episode of Drag Race. I know she has the bubonic plague. I call it the boob. She's got it. She's fighting through it. And it's so funny to me just how sick, like how sick we are for Drag Race that we cannot allow, RuPaul is not allowed to heal. She may not heal. She must entertain us. Also, did you guys notice that Lagarde, have you noticed Lagarde Dame's awkward high fives? It is so funny. She does like Dwight from The Office high fives, like awkward, like Tobias Funke high fives, where she's like on going in with her bird fingers and doing a high five that doesn't land when she's in the top. Go back and look at it. It is so funny. It freaks me out every time. Okay, we're going to talk this 18 looks in the ball, and I'm going to try to chirp and burp them. God, wish me luck, everybody. But first, silence me. I feel like taking a break. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin'. Come on, y'all. We've all been there. We want to spend a little bit of extra dough on a big night out or a last-minute gift for, like, your boo. Sometimes money just can be, dare I say, complicated. Well, worry not, because Earnin' helps you get your money today as opposed to later. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, wake up, because Earnin' is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work. You can get up to $100 per day or $750 per pay period. Earnin' is used by over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin', I think about financial stability. So why don't you go ahead and download Earnin' today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin' app, type in Drag Her under podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. That's Drag Her under podcast. Get some extra dough. Have a little fun. And don't wait for your employer to give you your money, honey. Earnin' is subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin' is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain, because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try, because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go visit betterhelp.com/draghert today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/draghert. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. We're back. We're in this crazy happy ending ball. And we're going to talk about these looks. The chirps and burps are going to come quick, because we have Lady Prince Charming coming up first. It's Hannah Conda. She's giving Prince with a absolute toad. I thought this was great. I thought this was really good. I don't know why she's repping green and pink so hard. And maybe she's going for a thematic thing with her later look. Maybe that makes it all make sense. This boy-girl wig is gorgeous. The mustache is great. This is an absolute chirp. It actually makes sense why she used such ugly colors in her dress later. but it's a chirp. Next, we have, of course, Jonbers Blonde giving Prince Farming in her words. I thought this was good. It's a bit plaid. It's a bit rococo. It's cute. There's Tool. I think she's good. Again, I'm so curious to, like, it's funny that she's the needy queen in this season. You know, Kata got a vote, but we're not going to talk about that right now. But I think this is absolutely good. I think it's cute. It's absolute chirp work. Next, Arantxa giving Ziggy Stardust. Well, when I say dust, I mean dust. Ziggy Stardusty. It's almost there. It's cute. Yeah. And it's a little Halloween. It's a little funny that we can see the Skims underneath. I'm going to burp it because she kind of looks like Tweedledee or Tweedledum, more so than Ziggy Stardust. It's not great. But I really, really, really love her. Sorry, it's a burp, babes. Next, we have, Tia Coffee giving Red Robin, yum. It is absolutely a chirp. It's gorgeous. It's pared back. She knows fashion, or she bought fashion from the right people now. She deserves every bit of this chirp. Next, we have La coming and giving us, oh my God, what is that shitty, that Martin Scorsese movie about a train station that wasn't very good, and there's a little boy who loves to live in the train station? It's giving that. She is so fucking weird. The fact that she is continuing to be the hottest person who behaves like a squalid alley freak is amazing. She spends the whole runway going, ho, 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 ho. This is awesome. The oversized hat gives me RuPaul season 8. This is beautiful. It is an absolute chirp. She deserved her spot in the top this week. Next, we have Scarlet Envy giving Prince Charming. It's kind of giving Kid Icarus. It's giving boy body. It's giving girl body. This is really interesting. I mean, she has a gorgeous body, but I am confused by this look. I wish there was hair underneath in that helmet, because that would really, really sell it for me. I wanted some hair in there. I am always that way, though. When you have a helmet, I want to see hair. This is weird. This is like Mad Max. Mad Max went to Xanadu. It's definitely a chirp. It's definitely a chirp. It's a bit strange, but I think the details are gorgeous. The tattered, shiny moment of it all is gorgeous. So I'll give it a light chirp. Next, Kata Minaj giving, I have a sword, but I also have pink stuff in my hair. It's pretty gorgeous, I gotta say. Showing off her absolutely sickening body that, again, is getting no attention in this season for some reason. But I'll tell you what is getting attention. Her funny, wide-mouthed English. I love it. I just want to hear her say English words that are hard for her to say all day long, like watermelon and cantaloupe. I guarantee that would be my favorite thing to do if I saw her. It's a chirp. It's gorgeous. Gothy Kendall giving some classic. The UK made no mistakes, and imperialism is cute realness. Also, oh my God, this is so funny. I forgot to say this. How funny is it that Gothy Kendall is a nerd who creates smut online? If you guys don't know this, I don't know where you've been, but she has nasty smut online where she's throwing her schlonger all around the internet. And it's just so funny to me that she is a absolute dork, dweeb, twerp. I'm fascinated by it. It makes me actually love her more. This is an absolute chirp. Next, Marina Summers giving Elvis came out of the water. Oh, this is a chirp. This is amazing. It's gorgeous. You're not going to tell me it's not gorgeous. It's gorgeous. I can't believe she wasn't in the top two. She should have been in the top two. Jordi Samé giving a Matador moment. Yeah, they kind of didn't love it too much. It's fine. Again, I love it because it's her, so it's cute. I like the color scheme a bit. She's having a purple story. I'm going to chirp it because I'm biased and I like her presentation. She knows how to sell me. Matador. Next, we have Evil Queen Canaconda. Stunning. Perfect. Disney fantasy. 18 different kinds of cobalt. It's a chirp. Jonbers Blonde giving high budget Once Upon a Time. She stole that from the set of the ABC show. This is gorgeous. Great level up for her. the fiery sinew detailing, the apple, kind of a different makeup for me. Chirp, absolutely. Arancha Castilla-La Mancha giving Mean Girls, you know, the cunt book from Mean Girls, as we all remember it so authentically. I like this a lot. She's wearing a huge, she has this huge oversized fluff pen. It's her most successful look. Black stockings, pink shoes, shouldn't be allowed on the runway. It's a chirp though. But first, silence me. I feel like taking a break.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bring back my break. We're back. Next, we have Tia Coffey giving Gorgiana evil pleather latex, this updo, the apples. She's also, her basket smoking, this is unbelievable. The cape, the latex of it all, it's a chirp. Don't come for it for even a second. La Grande Dame, what a fucking freak. Giving Animal Monster, again, these hand heels are in right now. We saw them on the other season. We've seen them on España. They're very in right now. Again, the fact that she is bringing audio choices to the runway that are disturbing and shitty and scary. When I say shitty, I mean like, how dare she? And they works because she's amazing. This is so fucking weird. It's an absolute chirp. Alien versus predator, if you will. Next, we have Scarlet Envy. This is stunning. This confusing color of green, black, teal with this headpiece. Most successful look for her. Absolute chirp. She looks unbelievable. Look at that. The branch detailing, fuck my life. Kate Minaj coming out giving the never-ending story for some reason. She's very stupid. She's riding a dragon person. Her hair is amazing. I love this. I mean, the headpiece, the fake legs, all of it's really, really, really cute. It's a chirp. You can't deny this. Gothy Kendall giving just clean, as in her own words, a Cruella moment. And she said like Cruella evil queen moment. This is stunning. The wig is perfect. The black and white fade, very Michelle Visage in one ear. It's a chirp. Marina Summers giving this Filipina folklore. Oh my God, when the judges were problematic later, I'm not going to bring it up again. You know what I'm talking about. They were like, wow. They like cut away from Carson so quickly saying, Carson, uh-oh. The other one, they cut away from him saying like weird stuff about the body shape. But yeah, they said weird things about the body shape. This is a chirp because she's giving a story with Philippine excellence. Next, Chorisa May giving this fucking Snoop Dogg, the owl that won't stop smoking endo all over the stage. Wow. Crazy, fun, cool, chirp, gorgeous. I think it's gorgeous. I like that it blinded the judges, especially when RuPaul can't breathe. This must have, it might put her in the coffin. So don't be surprised if she doesn't come back next week. Hannah Conda giving the final runway is the one they made. Hannah Conda is giving this weird, yucky, sweet tart eleganza. I'm going to chirp it because I see why she chose these colors to go thematic with her first look, but man, it's ugly. No, I'm going to burp it. It's really ugly. I hate these colors. I like the mice though. Next, John Bergeblond giving Kokor at Studio 54. Is this the assignment? Sure. I think I'm going to I'm going to chirp it because I like the color choices, but she knows she did some, she had some suspicious silhouette options happening. Arancha giving bummed out 16-year-old. I'll burp it. It's not very good. It's very bittersweet 16. Tia Coffee giving, okay, again, upgrading from what though? Upgrading from what? This is some garments that are draped across her thin body. The wig is beautiful. The face is beautiful, but I am going to burp it because she knows it's shit. It's a little better than her last look, but not much. Comes out and she's giving gold. Oh my God, they cut to RuPaul's smile as she thinks thin is good. Gold. Makeup's amazing. Hair's amazing. It's really not the best thing in the world, but it has some incredibly impressive detailing. I wish the nude was more her skin color as opposed to a manila folder, but it is going to be a chirp. Next, Scarlet Envy giving Cinderella. This is absolutely stunning. I weirdly wish there was like some element that was like, just a little, because it's just Disney, but it's absolutely stunningly accurate. So it's an undeniable chirp. Next, we have Kata Minaj giving an evil queen with big sleeves. This was not the top two. This is fine. It's cute. It's a chirp, but it is not the top two. Her makeup's amazing. I do love that her aesthetic is purely hers. No one's doing what she's doing. Work. Gothy Kendall, I probably would have put her in the bottom. I did not like this look. This pink ruchy fabric just kind of stretched across her body. I'm going to burp it. I don't get it. Marina Summers, fuck off, everyone. Everyone burn in hell. Marina Summers is perfect and should have been in the top two. This is so crazy. She has the nerve to say it's like the only dress she's made. This is perfect. Her face is perfect. Everything. Come for me. Come tell me she did not deserve to be in the top two. Choriza May comes out looking quinceañera. And it's a shame because I do think if this was on another queen, they could have lived for it. I guess I'm saying they're size phobic, but some of these patterns are hideous. These colors are blah. If she gave us a little more black in this look, I think it could have looked a little more demure. As it is, it does look very little girl dress. Little girl dress. Little girl. Don't try little girl. Oh my God. Okay, we're at the end. Holy shit. For some reason, Scarlet Envy is like becoming the Morgan McMichael. I don't know why she's mouthing off and saying she's going to send home the competition. Shut up, girl. I think that was interesting. I want to say that, of course, La Grande Dame and Keita are the top two. Sure, whatever. Why not? I do agree, La Grande Dame, but I would have put Marina back in the top two. I get that that's not good storytelling. The lip sync was fucking funny. How dare La Grande Dame be so funny in that Cascada lip sync, which was such an insane song. The fact that she refused to dance and instead pretended to be a DJ was very interesting. They both had good styles. I do think Keita went too hard, too fast. These Dutch queens love to go too hard, too fast in a lip sync, but it was hilarious that they had very different styles. Both really served it, but the funny choice of being a DJ in the DJ booth, giving that hard, sharp arm move, I live. She sends Arancha home. It's very sad. Spanish tears are everywhere. Arancha goes home. This was the correct choice because her looks were the least good, but it was heartbreaking. She's so funny. On her way out, she says, sorry, y'all. Sorry you chose the wrong icon to follow. What a fucking champ. Oh my God, that was 23 minutes. We have to go. If you like this insanity, keep praising me and gassing me up online. Follow us at Drag Her Podcast. Give us 5-star reviews on the Apple Podcast. Seriously, we need the support and love to keep this going. So tell your friends too that you can watch a man lose his mind about the 88th season of Drag Race. Till next time, my dears, let the music play.
Was a HeadGum original.